Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life, a new civilization, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to Retrek. I'm Captain Jim. With me, of course, Sir Admiral Elliot.
Hi there.
And Dr. Squee.
Kujimoya.
And this week, it is our most anticipated episode of all time. The one that we're most excited for this week is Chakotay Week.
Guys, don't think I haven't seen what you were doing here. I told you I was going to wait to say this once we're alive, but it's all the times I've said, you know what, Chakotay isn't that bad. You wanted us to cover these two episodes, so every time I think that, I think to these episodes. This was purposeful. This is calculated by you two. I see what you've done.
No calculation whatsoever. These,
these are two Chakotay episodes.
Yeah, they're just average Chakotay episodes. They're not the most horseshit ones.
Two out and out classic Chakotay episodes.
Everyone else acts worse around this episode as well. Like, I'm going to make this argument.
And well,
also, which ones for? Like the first one, just before we get into it, Tattoo. Mm-hmm. Right from the first bit where he's like, oh my god, it's a symbol of my people. What's that doing here? Oh yeah, I remember now. Our people are actually not descendants, but they took over basically from Somalians who we met. Oh yeah, sorry, probably shouldn't mention that at the beginning of the damn episodes. Like, why doesn't he mention this? Like, he knows this. It's not why is he surprised to find it on an alien planet?
He doesn't know this.
They go back to Vision Quest he had as a kid and they meet the alien there.
No, they don't. That's just a tribe in South America.
No, but they meet the aliens.
It's the aliens. Anyway, no, we will.
Not yeah, they meet the aliens. You see the aliens. What?
They don't.
Yeah, but they're aliens.
They're not.
The guy that's an alien.
The descendants of aliens. Anyway, the episodes we're covering are the season 2 classic Tattoo and the season 5 double super ultra classic The Fight.
Rocky, sorry, The Fight.
So Tattoo, let's cast our mind back. During the hiatus between season 1 and season 2, and we've talked about it before, how they expected that Robert Duncan McNeil was going to be the heartthrob and he was going to be the one that all the women tuned in to watch. But to their surprise, Robert Beltran turned out to be the one that everybody liked a bit of. And so you get at the start of season 2 a disproportionate amount of Chakotay episodes. And one of the things they picked up on was they said, ooh, there's a load of mystery about Chakotay's tattoo. You know what? People will want a whole episode all about how Chakotay got his tattoo. And if we've learned anything from Lost, it's the episodes about where main characters get their tattoos from and not rating smashes. I mean, they could have gone worse. They could have put Bailing in it, but they thankfully.
Was this made before Lost?
No, it wasn't. I was just was made before Lost, yes.
Lost didn't learn the lesson of Voyager, basically, is what we're saying.
Yeah, if you might think about it, Chakotay's tattoo, like if you think, because he's like one of the crew, but he's not from them, so it's sort of like the exact same lesson as they learned from the tattoo with Finny Fox, whatever his name was.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he doesn't go flying a kite, but other than that, it's, you know, more or less.
Wasn't the tattoo, it's like, I'm one of you, but I'm not. I don't know you or something like that.
Some utter trash.
I belong here, but I'm not one of you. It's something like that. And I'm pretty sure Chakotay's is kind of the same thing.
We'll cover that during our mini-series of Bailing appears in the worst episode of every TV program ever. See also that episode of Angel that she's in.
Anyway. And just like in advance, like I know we'll get to meet all the characters along the way here, but as has been repeatedly kind of mentioned on this show, the Native American advisor turned out to be Jewish, who was working on Voyager, knew nothing about the tribes and stuff. And to continue his stellar work, both here and in Temple, the dad of Chakotay is not Native American, son not Native American, the dad's Puerto Rican, and the son has more Spanish connections only because his surname's Spain. But he's actually an American. Like, I mean, I don't know his particular lineage or anything.
Well, I mean, if we're
Native American heritage,
if we're going to cut him some slack, you've got to go with legacy casting. You've already put the marker up by casting Robert Beltran as a Native American. So, you know, maybe they're just trying to keep in line with that by going with Hispanic heritage instead of Native American heritage.
Well, again, it's only his surname, which is Spain. I don't think he's actually a Spaniard.
To be fair, I thought this was absolutely great casting, young lad, because he had as much charisma as Chakotay.
That's true, actually. Yeah,
and as much Native American blood as we've discovered.
Absolutely. So, the concept of the episode, they're looking for engine stuff.
They're looking for stuff to sail the water cells.
There we go. And this leads them to the planet where they find the mysterious symbol.
And the thing is, they talk about like investigating, which, first of all, they're already looking for the stuff, so why wouldn't they? So Chakotay's like, oh, I'm not sure if we should wait some time. Gemma goes, yep, but we're here to get the stuff. We haven't found out if the stuff's here yet. And anyway, every episode they stop at every goddamn planet. They look on every planet. Why would this one be different when they found a Native American symbol this far out? Which, I will remind you, Chakotay knows all along, we'll find out.
Yeah, it's like, look, we need to stop at planets, otherwise the Kazon won't be able to catch us up in time for the season finale. So come on, we've got to give them a bit of a chance. So they find the symbol, and this is where we get the first flashback, which is Chakotay saw the same symbol when he was a kid.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. And this is where I went in open-minded. I was like, I've not watched this episode in a little while. It's not on my heavy rotation of episodes that I revisit frequently. And so I thought, I'm going to go in with an open mind. And the moment they lost me was where they said, ah, it's a blessing for the land. It was left there by the rubber tree people. And I was just, no, I'm done. I'm done. I'm sorry.
I must admit, like, you could have called them anything. The rubber tree people. That's
the
what
rubber
going like,
tree.
I just sort of want to, like, just hedge my bets a little, just in case this is the one thing they've accurately got from Native American people.
It's not.
I apologize if it is, but I have never heard of the rubber tree Native American people.
It isn't Native American, it's South American Indians.
Yeah, it's
are they still Native American? South American?
I suppose technically, but they're not Native American in the sense by what we mean by Native American, nor are they the Native American of which Chakotay is supposed to be.
The point of the episode is that the entire American continent was colonized by all this one tribe. So it's North and South America.
Yeah.
So you have the Aztecs and all that are all meant to be all connected.
That's it. Because it's the Olmecs. The only reference to a rubber tree people I could find is like Olmec temples, and they referred to them as the rubber tree people because it was to do with the rubber sap in trees and things like that. So if we want to be mega, mega, mega generous, we could say that maybe that's what they were drawing from, but I don't think so. I just think they made up a silly sounding name.
I'd be very surprised looking at the accuracy of their Chakotay in the first place, of how well they've researched how Native Americans should be. If there was any research went into this episode,
I don't think there was.
Of what we should call the South American tribe. And somebody's probably gone, Oh, what plants do they have in South America? Rubber trees. Yeah, we'll call them the rubber trees.
That's it, the rubber tree. We want something that sounds really elusive and grandiose and intriguing. The rubber tree people.
I mean, the only thing which I was kind of assuming that it wasn't based on anything real was the fact that this then leads to aliens. So I assume they've whole cloth made up this particular Native American tribe and all the bullshit around them.
You just don't know. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But yes, that's what we find out. He talks to Janeway and he says, oh, it's the symbol of the rubber tree people, who are aliens.
No, they're not aliens. There's South American Native Americans.
Sorry, they are descended from aliens. And
So I mean, it's the inheritance, though, we find out later. So it's like
the people who
Chakotay. Well, yeah, so I assume that Chakotay and the people, like they are Native Americans. They were given this memory, and that's what makes them kin to them. They're not actually aliens, but we do see one of the aliens near the end of the episode.
Yeah, we do. They're different.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. He's seen them, so he knows that's where the symbol comes from. That's what, and he could have just at the beginning. It's like, oh yeah. Oh, that must be where our people come from. Because, you know, interesting tale. We met one of these aliens. Like,
no, he didn't. He met South America people. He met the rubber tree people in South America. He didn't meet the aliens.
But right at the end of the episode.
They're different people. The people he meets at the start of the episode are the rubber tree people from South America. And that's where he was on an adventure with his dad going through the jungle.
Right. So what I'm saying is, though, by the end of the episode, he's met that alien guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's I thought it was from that memory and from that link for them. That's how the symbol's there, and also in the alpha quote.
No, what it is that the aliens visited the continent of America in the ancient past.
And in the Ice Age.
And they met a tribe and they said, go and populate all of America, including Mexico.
Of course, obviously.
And
Puerto Rico. We've now discovered.
And Puerto Rico. And do this in our name.
Yep.
So that's what happened. And those tribes took on the Hikuchi Moya tattoo.
Yeah, they copied the Hikuchi Moya. And they learned the language from them.
And they learned the language and everything.
And that's why Chakotay's tribe speak exactly the same language as the native South American Indians to find.
Yeah.
But have I just had a fever dream that at the end of the episode, him and his dad and all the kind of people they're traveling with meet an alien fella who is part of that those people.
I thought the end, fucking hell, I really must have just
lost the will to live on this episode. I thought they met because like the dad's okay.
in the past, what
you have is the aliens spend two generations getting to Earth. 45,000
years. That's stupid.
They
avoid every other planet, I assume, on the journey.
Yeah.
They only go to Earth to meet the Eskimos. Because they got the Eskimos because they're in North America.
Yeah, there's this much with you. Yeah, yeah.
And that's 45,000 years ago. And when they meet them, the Eskimos only have two... they're not developed. They only have two skills. Making fire... and hunting with sticks and wearing really cool parkas.
Yeah.
So they have three skills, but he only mentions two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they have really fashionable parkas as well 45,000 years ago.
But I thought the scene at the end, and sorry, I know I'm kind of like, with 15 minutes I'm jumping to the end, but like, I thought at the end, again, like, I thought they met one of the alien fellas. That's when they get the tattoos from them. And that's when because he kind of stands back for a while, then he decides to get one because
the tribe gave Chakotay's dad.
That's the rubber tree people.
The rubber tree people, the tribe, give Chakotay's dad the tattoo. Chakotay didn't get his tattoo until after his dad had died, and he got it to honor them.
Yeah, pardon me. I thought Jim Muggs, the pithy mate of the robbery people, who was one of the alien fellas, was there.
No, it's confusing because instead of saying we met some South American Indians, it's a cultural thing. It's a cultural symbol of my tribe as well, which normal people would. They'd have gone, yeah, my tribe uses this symbol, which they do. That's why they recognized it as well. Instead, he went, no, it's the Rubber Tree people. And everyone on Voyager really brushed up on the ancient geology. So they all knew exactly what tribe in South America.
Oh, yeah, they knew exactly what he meant. Maybe the Rubber Tree people are really famous at that point. Like,
well, possibly they are, because
they're the most famous tribe.
I imagine they are one of the most famous tribes because you're an unspoiled tribe. So I imagine at this time in Federation, they know about everything on Earth because of all the planetary scans and everything. So they'll know this tribe there that's being undisturbed, and they probably are really famous.
There we go, then.
So probably everyone does know about the Rubber Tree people.
The famous Rubber Tree people. So, yeah, they follow the warp trail, and they're trying to get to this planet, but they keep getting storms every time they try and get near the planet. And when they
it's Democrats who have it controlling the weather.
I hastened to add this, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, who kind of spread that rumor, has also blamed the Jews for the weather. And given the cultural advice of the Voyager, it all fits together very, very.
It does.
It's the Jews who cause the wildfires, not the air.
Oh, is that what?
Do you think Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah, it's the Jews using the space lanes
for the benefit of anyone who's listening. This is what someone else has said. Retrek does not agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene's politics.
But you've got the entire Republican Party now, Blake, for the hurricanes. It's the Democrats who've done it.
Well,
weather control machines.
After this podcast, what we'll do is we'll tweet her and we'll tell her it's the Rubber Tree people that did it.
There's a mystery on Star Trek Voyager.
That'll sort it all out. But they've got the same flower as on Earth when they get there. Ooh.
And eagles.
And with young Chakotay, they go, his dad said to him, you're what our tribe calls a contrary.
No,
you're always
Chakotay
contrary.
Chakotay says that explains why he's a contrary, because he came out feet first. And that's what made him a contrary.
Because if you're born, the way you're born dictates your entire personality throughout the rest of your life.
I was no worse than Star Signs, no offense.
So, So, he gets to the planet and he sees an eagle.
No, a hawk.
A hawk.
Am I the only one who watched this episode?
My third game is not strong. I'll admit.
No, my ornithology.
It does say several times.
My ornithology is not where it should be.
Jesus Christ! Do you know? Last night I was
the hawk is the famous bird of the Native Americans, not the eagle. That's why it's a hawking Voyager.
Right, it's also very clearly stock footage when we see this hawk.
Is this a good time to say that I had a migraine overnight? I've been actually off work, just catching up and sleep after my migraine, and I think I might have hallucinated half this episode.
You may have, version...
And it didn't make
your
it any
better.
Your
version might have been better.
Yeah, your version probably a lot better.
I'd hope if I was hallucinating, I would have done a much better version. All I did was add in an extra alien scene, apparently, and an eagle instead of a hawk. I mean, Jesus Christ, brain, if you're going to make shit up, make it good.
And young Chakotay, we find out, was sponsored by none other than Sulu.
Now, yeah, this, now is this the same Sulu? Do we
think? I don't think it can be because
I was trying to work out how many years difference.
Yeah. Sulu would have been an admiral if he was still alive by that time, surely.
You might have done a Kirk and decided to keep the captain's chair, and we have established that people live into the hundreds, like 100 and something.
Or maybe it's Captain Demora Sulu, his daughter.
He says he.
Oh, does it? Right, okay. His
grandson, very young captain.
Yeah, or maybe...
It could be grandson of the Sulu with the time distance.
Difference. I would suggest, and like I know this is a pretty out there thing, I would suggest because they don't say the prefix, like the name of Captain Sulu, other than Captain Sulu, I think they're suggesting it is Captain Hikaru Sulu.
I think so.
Haven't thought their shit through.
Yeah,
and he's like 150, which they have said, like, you know, they have said
that's not inconceivable.
This would be approximately 80 years after the events of Generations.
Yeah, so about 150.
So it puts Sulu at about 150. So I think it's more reasonable that this is actually Sulu's grandson.
Oh, yeah, but you're saying reasonable. I'm saying I don't think they thought it through that much. And if they did, they just decided people were living to 150. That'll do.
I'd love to see Sulu interviewing young Chakotay, like, so where are you from? The rubber tree people. Oh, my. Anyway, the episode picks up because the bird pecks out Neelix's eye.
And we missed a really fun part that's going on.
Yes, we have.
The doctor's made himself sick.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I thought that, look, I usually like a little comical doctor side. This was just so
I think this is really important that we take notice of this, that the doctor has programmed himself feel sick. And by the time he's treating Neelix, he's 20 hours into it. And he's doing it to prove the crew a lesson. The crew need to learn the lesson not to complain when they're sick, to just get on with it.
It's such so crap. I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't get it. I'm sorry, Doctor. Robert Picardo still acting as nuts.
Shall we cover this little B plot?
Yeah, well, my theory here is that Robert Picardo actually had a cold during the making of this episode, because if you watch it, he's doing a silly, deeper voice right from the start of the episode, even before he's meant to be ill. Okay. And it's really weirdly jarring. He's like, hello, I'm doctor.
What's good about this is because he programs him for a 27-hour flu.
Yes, he does.
So he starts panicking after 27 hours when it hasn't ended. So he does start complaining that he's ill.
It does. He's hoist on his own petard.
And it turns out, you saw that coming, everyone.
And it turns out that Kes has reprogrammed his holodeck program without him knowing. Now, the genius of Kes to know how to program
that is pretty clever.
Is a highly sophisticated hologram, and not to cause other damage, because we see in other episodes how easy. It's to mess up his programming when you try to alter it.
I'm going to say here, as much as I hate this episode and every plot line in it, I will give them that. I think when Kez says she reprogrammed it, she basically gave Paris a blowy or something. No. She asked very nicely, Paris and Kim. And I'm not being sexist with that. It's just there was a storyline between them being romantic. So I'm not.
Yes, there was.
So everyone doesn't think it was just misogynist. It's based on a plot line.
And then back on the planet, Chakotay starts having visions, and Janeway's like, look, do you want to just call it a day? Like, come on. When you start having visions, that's probably, wait till we get to next episode. But at this point, she's like, look, pack it in. But he's like, no. Eventually, Chakotay actually sees one of the rubber tree people.
Well, we do get the scene why this episode's a 12A.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. We haven't got there yet. Hang on.
No, we're still on the actual rubber tree people, not the aliens.
Yes, we're on. No, no. He catches a glimpse of one of the aliens, but then he gets treed.
He does get treed. And
that puts him out.
The security officer does a good job and doesn't notice it and being sick about him.
I thought it was just a 12A because the suggestion when you see Kez going into Paris's quarters and him unzipping his trousers, I thought it was because of that, sorry.
No, no, it's because we get Robert Beltran's
Geordie might be watching. We don't want her getting too excited and stop watching us and going to watch the episode.
Oh, she's aware that... that happens in this episode. But we very briefly get Robert Beltran's ass, but because we're still on network TV, they sort of do like an Austin Powers, don't they? Like there's a strategically placed tree branch.
No, you do actually covering. You see some,
but the bits of it are covered, I think. Because the reason he gets naked, I'd love to see his report when Janeway got, right, so what did you do? Right, well, I woke up and I thought, there's some aliens here. So I thought, right, I'm going to have to get my kit off. Like, really? What made you think this was planned? Oh, because I remembered when we met the rubber tree people when I was a kid. They all wanted us to get naked and give us Hoochie Moya tattoos.
And this is just after he first gets them to put their weapons down, isn't it? Because I love that bit. It's like, I object, Commander. No, we're going to do it. But I strongly object. Still doing it. Oh, just as long as my objection's been noted. And later on, he kind of has the weirdest, just because this is a mirror of that scene. Like later on, we've got a bit where he gets him to lower the weapons and he just stops for a minute, kind of continues looking at the guy, goes, oh, yeah, lower those things. He just says it in such a weird way. It's just so bizarre. Anyway.
But then when he does meet the rubber tree people, it's like, I can't understand them. How do I communicate?
And then I never bothered to learn my own tribe's language.
I never did that. and then he just sort of remembered, and he goes, Chamuzi. And they go, Chamuzi.
Which, as we know, was a brand of moose in the 90s.
I spent
my entire childhood right through till I could leave for college of the academy at 15, 16 in my tribe with no one else around, and I couldn't understand the fucking thing because I only learned English and learned what everyone else was speaking.
It is ludicrous.
He remembers Chamuzi, which we have to assume is the Native American version of Bar Weep Grau Now Weep Ninny Bar.
That's what that symbol is.
That's a Chamuzi. Right.
Shambose, lovely mooses, advertised by Hippo.
It's all right because they've got better universal translators.
Well, he lost his comp badge, hadn't he? So that's why they say
Aero Moose, much superior.
So he can communicate with them. And this is where we get these flashbacks, and they obviously thought, this is going to be awesome. We're going to show this ancient aliens theory, and it's going to blow your minds. But then they say, we came back to your planet to check how they were getting on, and that took us 200 years as well. And then when we got there, there weren't any Native American tribes left.
The cowboys had been... killing so, them, cowboys and Indians and won.
So we went home again. And it's like, really? Like, have they been to any other planets? Because it's a long haul, isn't it?
Isn't it?
We'll go to 200 years and they get there and go, for fuck, I can't believe there's no one here. Back home, never mind. Right. And he goes, well, that's the way it used to be, but now it's all right.
Actually, before we go off, we need to appear and make some crop circles, appear to a couple of hillbillies, and then we're out there.
And then, like, they decide to be nice and let everyone else beam down. And at no point does anyone go, Chakotay, why have you took all your clothes off? And like, but yeah, they give him the engine parts.
Well, they give, and... they give him a bit of the all that they need to do it, but they won't, let him dig up the planet and doing it full mining thing, which also, I'm not sure how that works anyway.
Also, there's a problem. When the Voyager's going in, first of all, they go, it's like, wow, we're experiencing worse turbulence than a small shuttlecraft. Have you ever thought the scale might be? No, anyway, okay, we'll ignore that. And then the second that the thing switches off, when Torres has just said, given all she's got, Captain, okay, she doesn't say that, but you know what I mean, same thing.
Yeah.
And as soon as the disturbance stopped, surely they should have gone and just flipped into the air because the engines are at full tilt.
Maybe.
I think it's more that the, it could compute really quick, so they're trying to level up, so...
Oh, that would have to be very quick. The second it goes off, it all switches off. Like that, yeah.
I think it's when you've got the power of Chimuse. You're all right. And that's Tattoo, then. That's that episode, and the mystery of Chakotay's tattoo is solved because it's the head ridges of the rubber tree aliens. And
just when you think it couldn't get any worse, oh, fuck me. We're going into dark territory. Oh, indeed. This next episode says, hold my beer. We will make that look like Oscar-worthy.
I struggle to watch this episode.
I genuinely think this next episode might be the worst episode of Star Trek. Like, it's all of it.
Yeah. What, even worse than the last Enterprise one?
Yeah, I'd watch that again over this.
I think that that in this episode, Beltran is giving his nod to Spock's brain level acting. Like, you know,
it's not as good as that.
It's quite enjoyable.
Yeah, Spock's brain is campy anyway.
It's Spock's brain. You can actually laugh at. It's campy and fun.
So
silly. Yeah. But this is just.
This is awful. It's just ill conceived on every level. But anyway, the episode also, we're going to talk about is The Fight from season five.
Which we all know in the, it's 24th century, isn't it? With the Voyager, yes. Overall, next generation timeline. And as we all know, 24th century, man football is way in the park. Like, that's not interesting to everyone. It's Boothby Boxing is the holodeck program with every ship. With the standard. The Grand Snipper, of course, is a major, like, is a star on a holodeck program.
What gets me here is the architectural choices that they've made in the 24th century in the academy. Because Chakotay's practicing in the boxing ring that he used to go to at the academy when Boothby used to be there to coach.
Of course.
And obviously, they modelled it on a really run-down 80s gym.
Yeah.
Including the smashed-up lockers.
Yeah, they based it on Rocky.
And why the fuck did they, like, I hate it when they, just for the sake of having something a bit different, oh, it's in the future, so the ring is triangular. Why?
Well, it isn't in this. They've literally gone to the cheapest gym that they could rent out for.
Yeah, it's not a triangular gym. Is this your fever again?
It looked like a funny shape on my screen.
No, this
maybe
is
it's the filming angle.
No, they're in a proper gym. They've gone to a gym.
There's some silly angles, but
they've gone to a gym here.
I must be funny.
They've gone to the cheapest gym they could hire for the day.
Let's not.
It might have been a fisheye lens they used or something. It just looked really weird in one scene, like it was a triangle.
Let's not jump the gun. We owe it. We owe it to our listeners. To tell them what's going on in this episode. So it starts with my favourite device, which is where you have a bit from later in the episode and you put it earlier.
Yep.
But that's not the worst thing going on in this episode, so I'm giving that a pass.
Can I ask a fever dream question? Was that signposted that, like, did they do anything on the screen to say, like,
no, 10 hours
no, which was confusing to me. I thought for a minute, I was like, is that meant to be in the past? Is that
yeah?
It's just a mess.
Yeah, I'm just checking.
Oh, no, they do kind of have a framing device. Like, okay, so it starts and Chakotay's going, I need to get back in the ring. Let me fight them. I can take him. And then we go to the credits. And yeah, and then the doctor's sort of talking him round and going, oh, remember when you were on the holodeck? So it sort of leads into it as a flashback framing device. But what I really want to call, because there's a lot great about this episode, but what I really want to call out is how sensitively it handles the issue of mental health. that you've got Chakotay constantly just going, I don't want to be a crazy old man like my grandfather. I'm not going to be a crazy old man.
He's one step away from B.A. Baracus in this.
Which is in Rocky 3, so at least they draw him from all the Rocky films.
And I thought near the beginning of the episode there was going to be some sort of setup that somehow these aliens in chaotic space had contacted his grandfather. Like, I thought that'd be cool. Well, a cool twist, if not a fucking ridiculous that there's two aliens who are kind of speaking to his ancestors. But no. By the way, what do you reckon? Is this actor, is granddad Native American or not?
I want to say no. I mean, surely not.
Place your bet.
I'm going to say yes with this one, because isn't it the same actor that they had in Next Generation, the one we did last week?
Proving that Broken Clock is right twice a day. I don't know if it's the same actor.
I meant to check, but I didn't check. But I've got a feeling it's the same actor.
I looked it up. He is a Native American actor, famous, like, he's ancestrally, so he doesn't live in Native American lands now. Ancestrally, he has played Native Americans on original series Next Generation. I didn't look at which episode. And Voyager, I'm not sure.
Well, that makes sense.
There we go.
And the reason I went straight away to Native American is that I thought Next Generation would have more integrity than Voyager managed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not difficult. But yeah, he goes back to the series. I thought that was kind of cool. I don't know if he...
There we go, then. We'll let that go.
Yeah, I think it is the same. The guy who played the head, sort of like the head of the tribe. But he didn't come across as a crazy old man then.
He didn't, but...
They do a line in this, which, yeah, I was going to ask about that, because there's a line where he talks about he lived on the settlement when he was younger, where he grew up, which it sort of sounded like the settlement was meant to be maybe the same as the one in Next Generation. Yeah. I don't know if that was... There was certainly nothing there that you could take that suggestion, because he talked about there was invaders who came on much like when we left the land 200 years ago, which seemed like the same time scales they were talking about.
I mean, they're talking about a Cardassian settlement and the settlement for the Maquis and everything. So Chakotay remembers, do we remember
why Chakotay didn't go mad like his grandfather?
Because of the crazy gene, or because
He had the operation to block the crazy gene that his family has.
Crazy chromosome.
Yeah. So
it's described as the crazy gene.
It is. Yeah. Chakotay repeatedly calls it the crazy gene, and later in the episode, he's worried that he will become a crazy old man, even though he says, "Well, it's easily treatable with a couple of hypo sprays a day." So. Even if you do get it, it's easily treatable. So what are you worried about?
I will give you that he I think his, like, it was always his paranoia. He had the gene therapy, so he's not able to even slightly get this mania. Now he starts getting it, it's like the fear that even though he knows logic, like, I could buy that. Mate, I could buy I'm sorry, I don't mean to give this episode any credit, trust me. But I could sort of see where they were going with that. Like, you know, it's beyond...
It's just really insensitive.
No. It's so insensitive, but I don't think the fact that he's worried about getting this, if this is a lifelong fear of his, I think that one thing makes sense. Only that one thing, nothing else.
So it remembers...
Being run twice
so we're not redeeming the episode for how it carries on. We're just sort of saying that we can understand Chakotay being worried.
The two times Broken Clock is right this day is the Native American granddad actually being Native American shock horror, and the fact that he might be scared of something that he saw as a child represented in his granddad. So the only two things, everything else is horseshit.
He remembers being on the holodeck training with Boothby, and this is where...
This is Mike Mickey.
Yeah, presumably in a meeting, they've gone, we need a boxing trainer. That fella who plays Boothby looks a bit like Mickey off Rocky. Should we just make him Mickey Batman off Rocky? And because he even has lines that are straight from Rocky where he says, it's not about the fists, it's about the heart. You've got to beat him with the heart.
Also, you notice, like much like Mickey and Rocky, Boothby, when he first appears, is a bit crotchety and kind of like he sort of tolerates Wesley and might, you know, and Picard, and he kind of might teach them a lesson, but he was kind of like a bit crotchety and mean to them. Here, he's the nice, kind guy, much like Mickey went through in the Rocky.
Yeah.
Then suddenly in another one of the films, in fact, it's in flashbacks, he's suddenly a really lovely, like heartwarming, he's giving him hugs and everything. It's like, he was never like that. It's just, and it's
well, the same with Boothby. Boothby is an incredible multitasker because he's the gardener. Yeah. He's the confidant of every captain that's ever been there. He knows all the gossip and he's the boxing coach.
Yep. He's a very useful, he's that kind of, he's basically Tim Waltz. You know, he does a bit of everything.
He does a bit of everything.
He's going to be the president, hopefully. You know, it's like he does a bit of everything.
During this sparring session, Boothby says, right, what you... Chakotay says, oh, I'm not letting him land a punch. I'm doing great. And he says, no. You've got to let him hit you so he can punch himself out. Kind of like how Rocky has to do that to beat Clubber Lang in Rocky 3, but never mind. So Chakotay goes, okay, I'll let him do that. So he starts punching him and he gets knocked out. And then when he wakes up in sick bay, the doctor says, oh, maybe, you know, your visions were caused by blows to the head. And Chakotay says, no, he didn't land a blow on me. Except he did, because that was what you were told to do, was to let him hit you. Anyway. So then they end up in what we find out is chaotic space, and Chakotay keeps hearing begin round one, and then he has this great bit where he has like a meltdown on the bridge and starts like trying to punch people, and he's just running around going, hur, hur, hur. And what I really appreciate about Voyager and how great it was with character development is that it doesn't just come out of nowhere that Chakotay is a massive fan of boxing. Like we've seen, there's so many episodes where he's talking about boxing, where he's watching boxing, where we see him doing boxing on the holodeck. So it's absolutely no surprise that at the start of this episode, you go, oh yeah, Chakotay's boxing. So he always does that. I'm maybe being sarcastic.
Yeah, it's
But then, yeah, so... Apart from talking about the crazy old man, he also goes, it's the family curse. Like, oh, no, what? So it's the family curse of the crazy old man and the crazy...
I know why they've got the crazy gene.
Go on.
And it's why Chakotay can't remember. It's his family curse. The space aliens give them all the Native Americans the memory. And it's gone wrong in his family, and they get a crazy gene instead.
Right.
It's meant to be that programmed gene, so they can remember the space aliens.
So it's the rubber tree people's fault.
It makes more sense now. Than anything the writers actually thought of.
Then
can I also there's a bit. Has he done the vision quest in this episode?
We're just about to get there. That's my favourite bit.
Well, the thing is, it's the fact that the Doctor very kind of like almost kind of just very vociferously goes, you can't do that. You can't go into a vision quest. Like, he's very anti-vision quest. It's going to send him insane, even though he's meant to not think that anyway. And then later on, he is screaming in Chakotay's face. It's like, go back in the fucking vision quest. Get in the ring, you back bitch. And he was arguing against it like 5 minutes ago. And now he's bursting a holographic blood vessel to get him to go back in.
This is probably the bit that annoys me the most in the episode. Because Chakotay says, I need to do a vision quest. And instead of going, yeah, whatever. The Doctor talks about it like it's an actual thing. Like he goes, oh, a vision quest affects this neuron and that neuron. It's like, no, it doesn't. That's now, like if another, Chakotay...
We had another episode of vision quests with Chakotay, and the doctor clearly says there's no scientific proof of anything.
Exactly. So
bollocks.
That's the equivalent of if another character said, oh, I need to pray, and the doctor said, oh, you can't pray because of the neurophysical effects of praying. Like, no, this is a religious observance that he wants to do. If you want to tell him not to do it, fine, because it's almost certainly culturally insensitive because it's not been depicted properly. But do not justify this absolute dross by pretending that there's some medical grounding in it. Oh! Anyway, so this is when he gets the vision of his grandfather, and this is where we find out the grandfather didn't want to take his medicine. Two hypos a day would have cured him of the crazy gene. And yeah, he wants to get back in the ring, and that's pretty much when Robert Beltran got to this point in the script. It just said, "Let me get back in the ring, repeat times five," and that's all. That's the rest of his lines for the entire episode. Just, "Let me get back in the ring. I can take him. I can do it."
And you have the doctor, and like the doctor starts explaining how well he can get. What it should do to him and what injuries it'll cause. Hit him here and it'll rupture this, and hit him here and it'll...
Yeah, and there's a bit where they go, "Hey, I've made contact with the aliens." "Really? What were they like?" He goes, "He's a bit taller, but I can take him." Like, what? This is just awful. And they have what's meant to be the big punch the air hero moment of the episode, where Janeway goes, "Get him back in the ring," and you're like, "Oh my god, no!"
Yes, and they all start talking like it's just a ring. It's like it's a medical procedure. Damn
this
it!
This is just awful.
I mean, if you accept the reality that they're trying to give us here, this is something where he could die because of like reasons.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're treating him like a boxing match. I get that he goes like, "Trust me, Catherine, I can do it." Like, I kind of get that, and I get her going along with it because it's being respectful of his traditions if we accept all this bullshit. But what I don't get is like, yeah, she's then suddenly going like, "Get him, Rock." You know, it's like, no,
yeah, I mean, that from what I understand of the
plot, you, Catherine.
For anyone just tuning in, when we're doing this, we're not doing like this is an impression of someone who's been hit a lot. This is nothing intent. Like,
no, it's from Rocky,
this looks like we've just really dived up the deep end.
The best bit is where the alien comes in and James Brown sings him down to the ring. Living in the Delta Quadrant. But yeah, so what's actually going on, I think, is the aliens are trying to reprogram Chakotay's brain so that they can understand him. And the reason they think Chakotay is the best one to do it for is because of the bad gene.
Because he's got a crazy gene.
Effectively.
And that gets me back to my theory from Tattoo, because it's aliens. It's space aliens have put that gene there. And that's why another space alien can plug into it.
And the way that...
Maybe it's some sort of space magic, if you will.
I wish it was space magic.
Space magic for ages. Sorry, come on, Jim. We've got to celebrate space magic when it comes up in any of its forms, even in this piece of shit episode.
Yeah, okay. We'll celebrate the space magic.
It's on brand.
But then the way Chakotay is visualizing all of this is as a boxing match, because his most recent memory was of his holodeck program. That's the very precarious house of cards that they balance this whole thing on.
I think is the best way of doing it. But then he
starts to learn things from them, and he's starting to get some information from the aliens. And if he discovers more about himself, because they go, "Your true fear is the fear of the unknown." And then I think my favourite line of the episode is when Chakotay says, "The unknown, then I don't want to know."
Yeah, means nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
And, yeah, ultimately, they find out what's what. All they have to do is modify...
Jacoty dives onto the bridge and goes, let me press the buttons.
Yeah, he does.
But what do we need to do? I can't tell you. I can only do it.
I can only press the buttons.
Harry has the best idea. I'm looking...
Yeah.
No, let him press what he wants. He's obviously perfectly coherent and knows what he's doing. Let him just press them.
Well, let's face it, though.
Yeah, of course.
That's just the Star Trek convenience of, like, they know exactly when to lock someone away because they're acting crazy or when, oh, I think they're onto something.
Yeah.
That's a trope on this stage.
If we want to give them the benefit of the doubt, I suppose it's like, well, we might as well because we're going to die if we don't get out of here.
We did let him go on the vision quest to find out this anyway. We might as well die
because Chakotay pressed the wrong button rather than dying. Anyway, the escape, everything's fine.
Before we wrap it up, we've also got the thing about chaotic space, which the explanation is the Borg know about it handily because whenever you need something explained, just have Seven of Nine knowing it because the Borg knew it. Great. And her thing is, like, this is just something that happens in space. The logic of why the Federation don't know about it is because ships going missing. But there's no kind of like, well, how common is this? Like, do you have a map of them? Do you, like, what causes it? Like, it's just like, nah, it's just a thing that happens.
And you've just never observed it. Get over it. Side.
It's chaotic. You can't have a map.
No, there you go.
But you send a ship to where it is. That's the ship that goes missing. No, you don't send a ship after them. You don't
send a ship to chaotic space. Chaotic space just appears chaotically.
Yeah, that's you're not expecting it to be.
So does it take away the ship?
It's a bit like the Spanish Inquisition, because nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, nobody expects chaotic space.
But in this one, you've got a ship within it who I assume is native to that region, or has he come along with
I think they got trapped in it as well.
No, I get they get trapped in it, but they said it's been in there like for years.
It's been there a few years, but it's been stopped working after a year. Everyone's died after a year.
So it's been there for years, yeah?
A few years.
So if when chaotic space appears, it's there for a few years, yeah?
Not necessarily. It's maybe moved the ship with it.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's not moved it with it. I'll give you that.
They haven't really explained it, and only what there's been a number of Borg cubes have fallen into chaotic space, but only one has actually ever escaped.
Yeah, one Borg cube got out, and it was the Borg cube where the drone was going, let me get back in the ring.
I'm just still going to say, I think it was very poorly, it was half-baked.
Yes, it was. This episode,
you haven't missed anything.
I'm just checking how far the fever dream went.
Yeah, the first time I watched this episode, I thought I was drunk, even though I wasn't. And I only remembered it, like, you know when you watch a film and you're really drunk, and then when you see it again, you're like, have I seen this? I'm not. And bits of it sort of come back. But it's like that. But it's like, no, I was perfectly sober. It's just that's what this episode does.
It's honestly what were they thinking? Because, like, you could understand if this was in early Voyager when they were still finding their feet and they had some bad episodes and that. But this is, like, towards back end of fifth season. And there's been some really strong episodes.
This season. Yeah. This is almost like surrounded by great episodes. We know that with long seasons, the water does get in every now and again, but there's no excuse for this.
I was going to say, though, this is a real kind of watermark of bad.
This shouldn't have got past.
However, we do know.
This shouldn't have got past.
Any series of 22 episodes, there are some duds, but this is just...
Yeah,
so bad.
It shouldn't have got past the brainstorming session.
This shouldn't have got past the point where The writer thought, I know what I can do, and he should have gone, no, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it should have right, let's say, no idea, there's no such thing as silly ideas. Come on, blue sky thinking. How about Chakotay turns into a boxer and Booth beats his manager? You are fired, son. Get out.
He will refer to boxing being the thing that calms him down. We will never see it again or before.
Somebody has sat there in the writing room and gone, you know what we should do? We needed another Chakotay episode. We haven't had one for a while. Yeah, what are we going to do? Well, why don't we remake Rocky?
Yeah, but and, badly.
And how are we going to put some tension into it? We'll have chaotic space.
Yeah.
How does that work? It doesn't matter. It's called chaotic. We don't have to explain it. No one's mentioned it ever before in Star Trek. No one will ever mention it ever again in Star Trek. We don't have to explain it.
Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, you're at the back. We haven't had any cameos for a while. Could we force Boost me into this through the holodeck?
Yep, get him.
Give him a medal.
He'll do anything. That's fine. No, it's rubbish. It's rubbish.
It's awful. It's difficult to watch. It's that bad.
It is.
There's nothing that grabs you about it to keep you watching it.
At the end of it, you're so disappointed with this episode. You're longing for a Neelix jealousy episode. That's how shit.
Oh yeah, any day. I mean, the good thing is now that we've covered this for the podcast, I may never watch this episode again.
Yeah, both of them.
At some point, I will rewatch Voyager all the way through again, so it will be watched again. But
fair enough.
Under those circumstances,
it's a long time since I've done a rewatch of any of them back to back.
Because
of the nature of how we do this show and fitting other things in and new content coming out. It's sort of how it was for like best part of 20 years where we didn't have new content.
That's
so
true.
Watch the stuff.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I've got to say, I think every episode of TNG and the original series have basically burnt into my brain because I watched them as a kid. You've got Deep Space Nine by now, if nothing else, the Mount rewatches, theirs. But there was like episodes of Voyager. I was having to think, like, what happens in that one? Like, it's probably the one I haven't seen all the way through. It's probably the least out of those four. Enterprise probably overall of those five of the.
Yeah, I'm probably around the same.
Golden Silver Age.
TOS most rewatches, DS9 second, Voyager surprisingly probably third before TNG.
Whoa.
There we go. Yeah. Anyway, we'll wrap it up there then. Programming note, we're not doing an episode next week.
I'm in a play then moving.
You're in a play. But we will be back.
Which will be you can get your tickets now from Maskers Theatre here in Southampton.
And we will be back the following week to cover the opening two episodes of Lower Decks Season 5. So that's going to be great fun.
Oh, is it a two-parter?
It's a double episode. I don't know if it's an actual two-parter.
We might be able to pair it with an episode.
We'll play it by ear, see how much there is to talk about. The good thing is, if it has a reference to the fight, at least we don't have to do that again.
Oh God!
In the meantime, you can get in touch with us. We're at RetrekPod on Twitter, RetrekPod@gmail.com. We're all over social media, including Retrek Model Studios on YouTube.
Big back catalogue to watch because there's no new content for a while still.
Yeah, and Dr. Squee, what's going on with the Dr. Squee show?
Well, as if you don't know, Sheriff Jim, we've been opening up the files on Twin Peaks and we're going to be diving into Series 2. Depending on where I've managed to watch up to, it will depend maybe on how many episodes we come. I think we might have to do Season 2 in three parts just because there's so many episodes. Well, I'm just quite a lot of episodes and let's face it, I am dicked for time at the moment.
Yeah, we'll get round to it.
Yeah, but we'll do something. I was going to ask you, Jim. Actually, I'll talk to you after the episode.
Well, we'll talk to you.
Look out for the bat signal, basically.
But, thanks for trekking with us this time. We will see you next time on the Retrek and Hakuchi Maya.
Hakuchi Maya.
Hakuchi Maya.